Track 2. London, Paris, New York and Norfolk. One very local brand is taking on the behemoths of the fashion world with Zara Tyndall, Shania Twain and Kelly Clarkson among its famous fans.
If you don't own a pair of Fairfax and Favours iconic Regina boots, it's likely your friends, family, colleagues or neighbours do. You'll have spotted them on the street, at the races or country shows, or seen them striding across your TV screen, or on social media, on the legion of celebrity and influencer fans. More than 150,000 pairs of these boots have been sold since the style launched in 2013, and the multiple choice options of leg fit, regular, sporting, narrow and petite, three different heel heights, flat-heeled and high-heeled, and a myriad colour options means there's truly a style for every leg shape and size and personal taste. Beyond the success of one legendary boot, the Norfolk-based lifestyle brand Fairfax and Favour have become a household name and built a seriously stylish and successful business. With Zara Tyndall, an ambassador, a collaboration with Instagram icon Lydia Millen, and Shania Twain and Kelly Clarkson seen sporting the label's self-described rural vogue, it's a long way since co-founders Marcus Fairfax Fountain and Felix Favour Parker booked their first stall at the Holcombe Country Fair. Over mugs of tea in the converted stable block at Narford Hall, Fairfax and Favour's HQ, Marcus recalls that their partnership began purely because both boys' mothers were friends. "We would be together at birthday parties when we were 5 years old," he reminisces. "And then we went to school together and became really good friends. At the age of 15, we decided we were going to have a business." It all seems disarmingly simple, but after discounting pens, wine bars, and religion as potential areas of entrepreneurship, the duo came back to what they knew. "We both come from rural backgrounds, but my mum, Sue, is very glamorous. She used to say that girls judge boys on their shoes, and she would never let me go out of the house without my shoes, especially my school shoes, very well polished." And that stuck with him. "I love the craftsmanship side of leather and footwear, and we saw a gap in the country lifestyle market," says Marcus. "There was a problem we were solving. At the time, there were only wellies or city shoes that were not fit for country purpose. We created a versatile, handmade quality product that you can wear in the field and then brush it off, wipe it down, and it'll look elegant." From keeping your shoes clean or even coming up with a business idea to actually launching a brand is quite a leap. "One of the hardest things when you're starting a business is to know when to take the plunge," Marcus believes. And what a plunge. The duo flew to Spain to search for a factory, which didn't appear on their maps, walked for miles, lost a wallet on the bus, but found it again, and were consistently dismissed by the factories. "They thought we were just making prank calls," laughs Marcus. A chance meeting with an English speaker led to success, with one factory agreeing to make 420 moccasin-style shoes, which filled Fairfax and Favour's stand at Holcombe and quickly flew from the store. Marcus is grateful for those first shoppers. "We asked them about products and we had great support." In turn, the brand is equally supportive of the local community. While the boots and shoes are crafted in Spain and Portugal, Fairfax and Favour is thriving in Norfolk. Now 194 people are employed across HQ, the distribution centre at Snetterton, and the brand's 9 UK stores. The flagship at Holt, which opened in 2019, still remains a destination for the county set, and Marcus cites Norfolk's shopping opportunities as a big pull for international visitors. Felix and I were both brought up on farms, and you're exposed to the elements in Norfolk. That's definitely affected our product mix, Marcus says. Indeed, the Regina boot is, unusually, crafted from one piece of leather, while other boot brands piece together several slices of leather in one foot boot. That means no chance of leaks, whether you're spending the day outside or negotiating puddles. While Felix is spending longer stints in the USA to build Fairfax and Favours business there, the brand is still inspired by its British origins. Norfolk's got amazing beaches. Brancaster and Holcombe are must visits. There's a lot of dog walking opportunities here, but we also have really good food and gastro pubs too, Marcus says. And taking inspiration from practical pieces that still look great is a hallmark of some of the UK's most beloved brands, whether Barber's wax jackets, Burberry's trench coats, or Hunter Wellies. Fairfax and Favour tap into a centuries-old heritage, but give it an on-trend twist. Marcus enjoys taking functional pieces into a fashion environment, but using the same quality of craftsmanship as the original. As many brands, from high-end to high street, take inspiration from British heritage, the influence of everything country style is clear in the wider industry. Marcus continues, many brands will cosplay equestrianism, but they will just make it terribly. We actually make proper pieces that are fit for purpose and will last for decades. When fashion is continually under fire for missing sustainability targets and the amount of occasions clothing is worn before being discarded has dropped to an average of 7, a fall of 36% in the last 16 years, longevity is key. Marcus recounts the time he spotted a pair of 10-year-old Reginas at a fair. It's clear Fairfax and Favours customers understand cost per wear, quality and longevity, even as shoppers across the country become more considerate of their spending. The current financial climate is definitely something the luxury brand has discussed. People are really careful how they spend their money right now. They want to make sure they're not just buying a luxury name, they want to buy a luxury product as well. We found people don't mind investing money as long as they get the return in the form of being able to use it for a long period of time. Which ties in beautifully with the fashion's current appetite for heritage style. The fashion world revolves around a constant quest for newness, played out through trends. In recent seasons, the catwalk has become obsessed with quiet luxury, meaning ultra-expensive classic pieces in neutral shades and heritage motifs like wax jackets, tweeds, and anything equestrian-inspired. Of course, for a brand that owns those tropes as part of their own DNA, being swept up in an of-the-moment aesthetic can have its benefits. Although remaining true to Fairfax and Favour's own heritage is more important. Trends come and go, muses Marcus, but we're always going to do our thing. Part of the reason why we're based in this 19th century stables is because there's beauty and romanticism around equestrianism. From the stock rooms that are based in the original loose boxes to the Regina boots repurposed as lamps in the meeting room, it's clear that authenticity runs through every product and decision made in the business. When the fashion pendulum swings away from equestrian-inspired style and country living, Fairfax and Favour will remain steadfast in their style. And what does the future hold for Norfolk's most fashionable label? Well, expanding business in America is on the to-do list. From a trade standpoint, you need to travel further to reach less people, but US customers are more affluent. When they see the product, they're more impressed and wowed by what we do. There's absolutely nothing out there like Fairfax and Favour, maintains Marcus. One US brand that has become a mega brand by tapping into the British country lifestyle is Ralph Lauren. Does Fairfax and Favour want to be the UK version of that label? Marcus believes there is space for authentic British heritage storytelling, and it's always bugged me that an American brand has done a better job of creating the British heritage equestrian polo aesthetic than we have yet. Surely an invitation to watch this space. Closer to home, Fairfax and Favour will be hosting a stand at the Royal Norfolk Show on June the 24th and 25th. It will also pop up at Three Counties, the Game Fair, and Defender Burley Horse Trials, where no doubt it will pick up an award or two to join the cabinets stuffed with rosettes and certificates for best stands, and the plaques in recognition for being one of fast-growing companies, as noted by the Sunday Times and the Financial Times. My biggest tip for starting a business? Find a very aligned business partner where everything is 50-50, says Marcus. Felix and I have the same goals, and when you work with people you enjoy spending time with, it's not a chore. If you just enjoy the process, it's amazing what you can achieve. Whether that's a best-selling Regina boot, appointing a royal ambassador, or becoming a household name beyond the Norfolk borders, Fairfax and Favour is certainly on track to ace its goals.